Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. In the day in which we live, people are harassed, they struggle against sin, they get insulted, their hopes and dreams are often dashed, expectations of loved ones go unfulfilled. Husbands and wives are not faithful to one another, children run away from home, men and women don't know how long their employment might last. Loved ones die suddenly in automobile accidents or plane crashes. Couples get divorced. Young people drop out of school. What am I saying? People have problems. Problem solving is tough and time consuming. And in our society today, many people find it convenient to just walk away from their problems. Fathers walk away from their responsibilities in the home. Mothers abandon the children they birthed into this world. Children leave home, and it's sometimes years before the parents hear from them again. Employers steal from employees benefit packages. And when it becomes evident that they might be found out, they fold the company, leaving the poor employees in a lurch. There are some problems that God alone can resolve. And there are some problems that God alone can resolve, but He chooses not to. In 2 Corinthians 12:7-9, we read this, "Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Paul had a problem that God alone could resolve, but God chose not to. We oftentimes don't understand why God won't intervene on our behalf when we're facing problems, but that's because we often forget that God is more concerned about our final end than he is about what we're experiencing right now. God is more concerned about the person we are becoming than what we might be able to do for him. In verses 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians 12, the Bible teaches us that God allows the problem, but it also teaches us that God's grace will see us through the problem. God says to his child, his servant, Paul, all you need is my grace. I'm not going to solve the problem, Paul. I want you to learn something very valuable about my grace. It is sufficient for your problem. Because when you're weak, I get to show you how strong I can be on your behalf. You know what, beloved? Because of the fact that he's very gracious to us, God expects us to conduct ourselves in a worthy manner. He expects us to trust him and to trust the words that he says to us through his word. God's grace is sufficient, folks. His strength is made perfect in weakness. Do we have problems? Yes. Can we trust God with those problems? Yes, we can.